Yeah, morning everyone. Pippa Jimmy on the air as Nelly Ride With Me wraps up in the background. We do it all thanks to Macca's, Dabo and Wellington. Go grab the all-new Big Mac BLT. Go full summer with Macca's. Mayor Ben Shields joins us in around 15 minutes' time. But Pippa, I've just got word he won't be in the studio.
Oh, where is he?
Live from a special location.
Oh, mayor on location. Not mayor on air, mayor on location.
Absolutely. Hit 93.5, Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Morning, everyone.
Mate, I need to ask you something because recently I was on my holidays and I just had an experience where a couple of people said things to me and somebody that I was with at the time that I just thought, who says that?
Oh, I've had those moments in my life.
Have you? Have you?
Yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but yeah, someone says something, you go, who says that?
And you don't say it out loud to the person, but that's what your inner monologue is saying. Like, are you for real? How have those words just come out of your mouth?
Why would you say something like that?
Example. Yeah. So I was emceeing a wedding up in Toowoomba and I had just welcomed everybody to the reception, done my little opening thing, and after I finished and sat down, the venue manager came up to me and said, oh, gee, they don't get any more Australian than you, do they?
Who says that?
Who says that? I said, sorry. I said, what do you mean? He says, yeah, you're very, here you going, aren't you?
You're like...
I said, what do you mean? Are you calling me a bogan?
Well, he was British, wasn't he?
He was British.
Ah, well, you tell him to get...
So,
you
know. Well, everything outside of the UK border is probably going to sound like a bogan to him.
Absolutely.
I just said, are you calling me a bogan? He says, no, 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 no. Then he started backpedaling. But I'm just like, seriously, who says that?
When you call someone out on one of those statements, they always backpedal. Mm-hmm. They always go, shouldn't have said that one.
Yeah, nah, sorry about that. Yeah, yeah, nah, because I sound really Australian. Yeah, nah. So I thought, I was talking to my girlfriend about it at the wedding, and she said, well, if you think that's bad, a little bit later on in the evening, she came up to me and said, you know how you got something, someone just said something to you? She said, someone just came up to me. Now, she's 20 weeks pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Had someone come up to her at the wedding and say, oh, I was wondering if you were expecting or if you'd just gotten a little bit bigger. Who says that? Who says that to a pregnant lady?
I was wondering if you'd just gotten fat.
Yeah. There is a long list of things that you don't say to people who are pregnant. That's at the tippy top of the list.
You know who says stuff like that?
Who?
I've told this story on radio before, but a four-year-old kid. Remember, I think I've told you before that one time when I was 4 years old, my mum tells a story about how I looked at a man and said, is he pregnant, Mum? That's who says stuff like that.
Yeah, you...
Four-year-olds.
You would think that it would be a four-year-old who had said this to my friend. No, it was a full-grown adult woman who came up to her and said, oh, Bree, I was wondering if you were pregnant or if you'd just gotten bigger.
Now, do you reckon that person's filter was off or do you reckon they just had a few drinks and what they were trying to say is, congratulations on getting pregnant?
Who would know? Maybe that's what they were trying to say and it came out wrong.
Maybe it was one of those moments where she had said it to someone else. Oh, I was wondering if she was pregnant or she got bigger.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and she's like, I'm going to go say hello to her. And then instead of saying congratulations on being pregnant, accidentally slips out what she was saying to someone else.
Slips out what I was thinking in my brain, but should never actually come out of my mouth. Who says that?
It's no matter who says that moment. You give us a call 13 12 16. We take your calls anytime, any reason. I would love to hear your stories, but stand by, people, because we've got to go to news now. And then right after news, Mayor Ben Shields joins the show.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Perfect night.
Yeah, this is Beyonce teaming up with Ed Sheeran. It's a perfect duet on Hit 93.5. Thanks to all the VIPs who told us they loved that one. Hey, don't miss out on Taylor Swift's highly anticipated new album, Reputation. It is available now. Pippa and Jimmy on air at 7 minutes past seven, 15 degrees current temp.
And right now we are doing summer life hacks.
Absolutely. Every day this week, bringing you some different life hacks to get you through your summer 2017. And today's theme is entertaining the kids.
That's right, because this can be a hard task because there's, something like 6 weeks of holidays. And sometimes parents can be like, oh, my gosh, I've got 6 weeks of coming up with different activities to do every single day.
So if you're a mum or a dad, time to get your pen and paper out because we've collated all the results and got the top three best ways to entertain your kids.
It's a bit of a brainstorm. Now, at the end of this could prove as to why you and I aren't parents or possibly shouldn't be fit parents. But, hey, suggestions are suggestion. Try it. Let us know what you think. First one, you love this one because you love playing your Xbox and PlayStation at home, don't
you? Absolutely.
Yeah, for a bit of downtime. So, mums and dads, if you just want a bit of time out playing some, I don't know, maybe not Grand Theft Auto if you have a small child, but, you know, pick an age-appropriate game. But this one, give them an Xbox controller, but make sure it's not plugged into the console or doesn't have a cord.
Absolutely. I've seen a meme on Facebook about this one, and the kid can sit there for hours thinking they're playing the game.
Yeah, while you're actually lying on the couch just vegging out and doing it, yeah. And the kid's enjoying it as much as you are.
Absolutely.
Probably won't say a word.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Second one, when it gets hot, you can't go past getting out the old garden hose and a bit of tarpaulin on the lawn.
Oh, make sure you get a bit of rash cream as well. For
hours of fun.
Ouch.
Get the Jif out, a bit of dishwashing liquid if you really want to as well. That helps keep them clean.
The slip and slide.
Yep, that's right.
Just make sure it's not sliding into a brick wall.
Yeah, make sure there's no hazardous objects around the place.
I loved a slip and slide as a kid. Mm. We had one going down our hill, but then as this sort of hill in our backyard curved off, it went into a pathway. So it was all about like getting down as much speed as you can, but then pulling up quick as possible so you don't end up with grazes all over your legs.
So it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Hours of fun to be had in the backyard with that one.
I actually shivered about it just thinking.
Oh, did you? Bit of gravel rash came back to your memory. Yay. Third one, this is my personal favourite. Sometimes you just need your kids to just sit down and just be quiet for a while because you just need a bit of peace and quiet. So what we came up with is why don't you offer them a prize to complete a puzzle?
I love that.
Convince them that puzzles are fun.
Yeah.
And then dump a $10,000 puzzle in front of them.
Now, I reckon what you've got to do first, before you reveal how many pieces there are, you've got to reveal the prize.
You do, yeah.
The prize could be something cool like a trip to Big W where they can spend $20 or something like that. And they go, yeah, that's great. And you pull out the 10,000-piece puzzle and they don't realise it's going to take them 2 weeks to finish.
No. And so you're sorted for activities for 2 weeks. You just keep teasing the prize. Oh, I wonder if you'll finish today. You'll get your prize.
And then when you end up taking them to Big W, you just let them buy clothing. So you're actually saving yourself $20.
Perfect. And then you can say, now that was actually part of your Christmas present, remember?
Suckers, they are your summer life hacks for today, Pip and Jimmy.
This is why we're not parents.
No. We're mean.
No, we're not mean.
To
just
the kids.
Parenting on a budget.
Yeah, parenting on a budget. Justin Bieber on the air now. This is Friends 13, 12, 16. Anytime, any reason. Morning. Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber on Hit 93.5. Yeah, morning Central West. It is 8:42 and 16 degrees. We do it thanks to Macca's. And did you know if you go large with any Big Mac meal, you get a free Coke glass. Go full summer at Macca's.
I'm just going to say this right now, Jimmy. This guest that we're interviewing right now could be the sexiest guest we've ever had on this show.
I'm pretty excited to have this bloke on the show. He's known as the Outback Wrangler.
Kind
Welcome.
Of a mix between Steve Irwin and Bear Grylls, Croc Dundee and Mad Max. It's Matt Wright. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you? How you going, Pivot? Jimmy?
Yeah, good, mate. We are fabulous. How are you doing this fine morning?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. I'm kicking back in Sydney, actually, at the moment. It's a bit out of my comfort zone.
Very out of your comfort zone. You'd be used to the wide open space.
No, how's the concrete jungle going?
Yeah, exactly. What can you wrangle there? A couple of palm trees or something? That's probably about it.
Yeah, that's
Snickers
about
bar
it.
From the mini bar in the hotel fridge.
Yeah, that's it.
Matt, you were saying earlier, you've done a bit of work out here in the Central West in your time.
Yeah. So I was up near Tilpa and Wycliffe on a small property up at out there on the Paroo Channel called Klondike. And, you know, I spent a lot of my youth up there and good family friends owned it, and even when I left school, I went back up there and worked there for a while before travelling north.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Because season 3 of Outback Wrangler to kick off on Nat Geo. I tell you what, I've watched the trailer. It looks pretty hectic, mate.
This season's a bit of fun. The boys get themselves in some sticky situations. I think I'm involved in a bit of that.
Speaking of sticky situations, you have actually just become a newlywed, much to the devastation of every woman in Australia. How did you get a woman to marry you when you're like, look, darling, I could actually just come home one day missing an arm?
I know. I think Mum was pretty worried about the whole situation. She was like, to Kai, she's like, can't you find a normal bloke that does a normal job and is going to come home every night? Kai and I, we live now up in Darwin, and I met her down in Perth, and we had a beautiful wedding down in Margaret River, just north of Margs.
It was
it was fantastic, and
bit of a wild night.
Yeah, it was. We had actually a whole week of it. We got down there and pretty much had a whole festival and booked this place out and had all our family and friends. It was amazing. Such a good time.
Have you ever had a moment, Matt, where you thought this could be I hear?
Not really. Not when we're working with Crocs. Like, everything's pretty controlled. As far as I understand, like not the cameraman, the sound, he probably don't think so. But when we're working with the crocodiles, I keep it as safe as we can. You know, you can't get a second take; it's a one shot hit.
Yeah, of course.
But you know, it's more so probably when you're flying in choppers, you're in the weather. You know, mechanically, you know, I had a couple of close calls over in Canada flying in the mountains. That was hairy. We weren't filming, but as far as working with the crocs and the wildlife, it's always, you know, you might get hurt, but you're always going to survive.
Amazing. Absolutely. Being an outback wrangler, I can't imagine that there's much that intimidates you. It certainly doesn't sound like there is. Matt Wright, it's season 3 of Outback Wrangler is about to kick off on Nat Geo. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks, Pippa. Thanks, Jimmy. Well, you guys have a good day down there in Dubbo.
Absolutely. Cheers, mate. Thanks for coming on.
Is he gone?
He's gone, yeah.
So sexy. So sexy. Oh, my God.
I know Victoria and our promotions department's in love with him as well.
Oh, every woman in Australia, I'm convinced, is in love with that guy. He's just heaven.
Absolutely. Outback Wrangler kicks off this evening, Nat Geo.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh. I'm covered in bruises and I don't really know